Okay, first one, number one. March 19th, 2003. This is the date the Iraq War started. This is when the U.S. invaded Iraq. March 19th is also Mr. Walsh's birthday. Number two, more than 160,000. This is the number of people who died or were killed during the invasion of Iraq. Number three, water and electricity. These are things that there aren't enough of. There aren't enough of the water or electricity in Iraq because things were destroyed. Number four, starvation. Well, this means not having enough food. And this is something that has increased among children in Iraq. Next, five. About 65%. This is the amount of unemployment in Iraq. Unemployment means people who don't have a job. So 65% of the people in Iraq have no job since the war. Number six, 70 a day. This is the number of attacks in Iraq. Every day, 70 or more. And this was in May in 2005 when I wrote this. Number seven, two times more since March. So in March, there was only 35 attacks a day, but in 2 months it doubled. It became two times more, became 70 attacks a day. So the situation is getting worse. Next, eight, for the U.S. to leave. This is what most Iraqi people want. They asked many people, and most people said, we want the U.S. to leave Iraq. So this is what most Iraqi people want. Next, nine, for the MDGs, Millennium Development Goals. These are in order. Nine, extreme poverty. This means to be very poor, to live on less than $1 a day. Live on less than $1 a day. That is extreme poverty. And Millennium Goal number one is to make that in half. 10, universal primary education. This is Millennium Development Goal number two. And this means everybody goes to elementary school. Everybody goes to elementary school. Next, 11, gender equality. This means that men and women are equal. Men and women are equal. So this could be about rights or, different things. That's a Millennium Development Goal number three. Number 12, child mortality. This means young people dying. People under the age of five dying. This is Millennium Development Goal is to make more young people healthy, keep more young people healthy. Next, maternal health, number 13. This means mothers or pregnant women don't get sick. They keep their bodies in good shape, because if the pregnant women don't have enough food or get sick, then the babies will die, and this is a vicious cycle. All right. Number 14, HIV. this is the sickness, a very big problem in the world. Actually, this is not a sickness, this is a virus. But this sickness spreads. And Millennium Development Goals, one of them is to stop these diseases. Number 15, sustainability. This is talking about nature and the environment and being able to continue. You can continue. So you can continue living with the environment without destroying it. This is sustainability. You can continue to do something without causing a big problem or destroying the thing. All right, number 16, a fairer economy. So this means, for example, between countries, the trading is more equal. So, you know, we buy some things and we sell some things, but at a more equal price, so that poor countries can get more money from trading. Also, for just normal people, this would be talking about a gap, the economic gap. There's many rich people and many poor people, but we want a fairer economy. Anyway, that's goal number 8. And that's talking about a partnership. All right, next is number 17, Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan is the former Secretary General of the United Nations. He was the boss, the top person of the United Nations, and he was the head of the United Nations when the Millennium Development Goals were set. He's also, it's his voice on the video, if you watch the video. That's his speech. Next, 18, Millennium Development Declaration. This is the text that the MDGs came from after the meeting. They had the big meeting, and then they made this text. And out of this text came the goals. All right, next. Kyoto Protocol 19 is 1997. This is when the Kyoto Protocol started. It started at the COP3 meeting in Kyoto. Next, number 20, 2012. This is the year the goals are to be met by. Kyoto Protocol goals are to be met by 2012. Number 21, February 2005. This is the date or time when the Kyoto Protocol became law. It became international law in February 2005 because Russia joined. Number 22, a reduction of 5%. This is the goal for all developed countries together. All the developed countries together have the combined goal of at 5%. However, number 23, to reduce by 6% is Japan's goal. So every country has a different goal. Japan is to reduce by 6%. However, look at 24. To increase by 8% is what Australia can do. This is what Australia can do because they don't have a lot of land and they're still developing. And number 25, the US. This is the biggest producer of CO2 gases. And they didn't agree. This is the country, one of the countries that didn't agree to the Kyoto Protocol. Okie dokie.